Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron. We're here again. This is Saturday night, and we'll just see how the night goes. So we may go to the live ship a little bit later on here. We're going to see if we have any callers calling in about maybe Ascension and clones, if they're a clone or you're a clone. Not that I don't want to have somebody call in and say, am I a clone? Because, of course, the answer is yes. You get cloned out every 10 minutes unless you're a real clone. And I'm not going to answer those questions if you ask that. So please don't do so. We're going to talk about Ascension and what's happening to people and about the clone replicas that may be happening here. So we'll see if Carrie's here, Kathy, and then we'll activate the light beam in a few.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Welcome, everyone. And welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on Station 2, BBS Radio. We'll be accepting your questions for Ron in either the chat room or clsquestions@yahoo.com. I've got the email open, so I'll be watching for it. And I'll be watching the chat room also, the fast chat. And please also read what the moderator posts for the other kinds of informational questions that you might have. And callers are welcome. So over to you, Ron, for the activation of the light being.
Okay, so bring up the light being in front of you on the monitor screen on BBS if you're listening there. If not, just go to the website, which you're probably on, creationlightship.com, and pull up the light being there, too. If you're on an archive listening, then you can still go to BBS, go to our page here, and bring the light being up. So here we go. We're going to energize the light beam and bring peace energy to you. And watch it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everyone. So we're going to do a Q&A format tonight for people. Get a lot of people interested in maybe wondering what's happening, seeing strange people around, wondering if you're acting strange or what's happening about Ascension. Are you safe if you do the clearings? So, I guess the first question that people are probably interested in is, if I am cloned out like I normally would be every 10 minutes, am I safe? And when Ascension time happens? Well, if you do the clearings and you, do the earth transfer clearing for yourself when you do different clearings, and if you've done the spirit barcode, then most likely, I could almost guarantee 100% that you are going to be taken out of here, the parts that are here. Okay. Remember, the other parts that are in darkness may not ever be found, but we're just dealing with what's here, what's in your body at this present time. So if you're 1% of total you that you were born with in this lifetime, then the other 99% probably would not get saved, but what's with you right now would be. So you have to realize that nobody on the planet has the initial energy of their spirit when they first came here a long long, long time ago, the darkness has taken that to, you know, darkness universes. So you're not ever be able to get back all of your parts. That's just the way it is. Unfortunately, that's what the dark side does. That's why, you know, we recommend not praying outside of yourself, not connecting to energies, because dark side wants to get that little piece of your spirit and continuously use it. That's the whole process there. So, yeah, if you do those clearings, you know, I would do maybe every month or two, maybe you might want to do the barcode clearing. That it's, that you're okay. And, you know, you can do the other spirit clearings, too, if you wish. Oh, I think we got a beep out there. So you want to get the caller, Kathy?
Oh, Ron, I forgot to mention that today is February 23rd, 2013. So thank you, caller, for holding. Please go ahead with your question for Ron.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. This is Janice.
Hi.
Ron, hi. I had another strange thing happen, and I was just wondering what Ron's input is on it. It was, I think, last week or so when all the strange events were happening with the timelines. It was about a week ago. I had to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom, and when I got up, I felt like I had no, like, lower extremities. You know, I couldn't see anything from my, like, knees on down. And I remember I tried walking, and I could barely take a step. And then it was almost like I was in, like, two different matrices, two different things were going on. And I kind of, like, forced myself, you know, into the steps because I needed to go, you know. So, you know, I guess I think I might have done that, Ron, before you were telling us to go really slow, you know, to make sure things weren't, you know, bad things weren't going to happen to us. But I guess I just would like your input on it, because since that happened, my lower legs, like my knees on down, they've just been acting very, very strange. I feel like I'm not together. I don't know. I can't even put it to words or describe it. So I was just wondering, Ron, if you saw anything or if, you know, if there's anything that can be done about it.
Well, let's put the part of you that is not connecting to your legs back into your legs and, you know, lower extremities here. So here we go. This will work for everybody else listening. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and that should be helping a little bit here. The leg is about halfway there. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So how do you feel now?
Oh, my legs are like involuntarily were like jumping up. And about halfway through the clearing, it was just amazing because I've been upgrading this house and been doing a lot of stuff, but my knees were just like, they almost felt like they were just kind of like floating around. I can't even put it to words. Like, they just didn't feel right. And I'm so grateful for you, Ron. I mean, how else could I tell that, you know, my legs were not right? You know, I felt like I was, like, stuck between two different timelines. So thank you very, very much.
Hey, great. Oh.
Thanks for calling, Janice.
Yep. So what we're dealing with now is just brand-new timelines that's come in from, you know, this year, 2013. The abduction ones, remember the dark side ascension happened the 21st, thereabouts in December. So people that were not connected to light all the time, which is their own spirit, and who were kind of maybe curious about something happening or read something, most of those people that were not connected to their own light you know, got the normal abduction process, and they're no longer here. What's here is the true clones that do not get switched out every 10 minutes. And because of that, we're living on timelines now that are designed to work with these clones. But the clones don't have all the programs coming in yet. And naturally, this is why you might feel a little strange, because people around you won't respond the way they used to. So if you know somebody physically that you used to know and they were acting strange, well, they're probably not that same person. They're just a replica of, you know, that person being here. And that person that you used to know is in the beyond or someplace. So that's kind of the way I would, in a sense that. So just know that the friend that you had is gone, and there's something holding space that looks like him here or her here. I don't think they did it too much to pets and animals. They could have somewhat if they wanted to use a pet or animal for you as a handler, but, you know, to keep tabs on you. But we won't get into that too much, because that makes it sound even worse. So the main thing is that, you know, if you're still living and being switched out every 10 minutes, that happened last year and probably throughout your whole life, that's your reality. And if you're, you know, understanding that, then that's good. It's much better to have that done than it would be to have the, you know, own part of you or actually being stolen so that you're not here, and then the clone takes its place. So do people still get switched out every 10 minutes? Yes, which is good, I guess, compared to what's happening to the other people. And just know that you need to keep your conscience going and to attempt to do clearings, at least, you know, connect to your spirit more often so that you can help your own self out so that your spirit will not be taken sideways. So that's why we have clearing on the website, you know, the Earth Transfer Clearing, where you put clearing and then you take and put that clearing name in, and then you transfer that over so that you're recognized. Because the light doesn't know that you're here. Remember, they're only in the moment. They're not going to keep searching with a database looking for you, because there's really no database. You have to realize that the light only works in the now, which means there's no back history. There's no tail end to anything. So the fact that you've been here for so many thousands of years, the light just doesn't know that. And, you know, that's why it does the ascension, to look for light, to release light from different locations and planets or wherever they are. And then you go into a quarantine at ascension time, and they take off the darkness, help your spirit, whatever it might need, because it will be contaminated. And then from there, you know, when ascension time is over and the universe of light turns everything back on again, then you go through and do other incarnations. Will you be able to remember when you're in quarantine about the Earth here? No, because the light doesn't have any history. Remember, you have to look at that. There's no tail end, no back end, anything. You know, all you are going to be doing is being in the moment. In the moment, you're not going to remember all the awful lives that you had here, if you have that remembrance. Not going to know anything about living on the Earth, because it's not the reality and of what the light ship is doing. Remember, the source energy works in the now. If you just kind of understand that, that the now is in the now only, then from that point, you are going to be in the now. There's no tail end, there's no history or no her story involved with that, as it doesn't exist. Otherwise, if it did exist, then you would have a lot of karmic, we'll say, situations, which is why people have karma here, only because they're attempting to relive the past and try to make some type of clearing or amendment or a way to change it, we'll say. And in true life, it doesn't work that way. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that explanation, Ron. And you mentioned a previous program that the clearings were discussed on for decloning, and if your spirit would be safe or your body would be safe. And that recent program was on Monday, February 18th, 2013, this subject came up. And I think this person's questions that we got from the clsquestions@yahoo.com is why we're having the Q&A, because it's such a relevant subject right now, such a big topic. People want to feel if they're safe, is their spirit safe? And how about this, Ron, if they're already doing the clearings, and you said the chances are that they probably would not become a true clone, but should somebody become a true clone, would they notice at all if they've been affiliated with the clearings that we all do? Would they notice the difference?
No, they'd have a different program. Remember, the true clones that are coming in here have a whole brand new program. That's why they have new timelines to live on. Timelines are what's giving them information. So, in a sense, you need to look at it as your body, or their body, would be the hardware. And the software would be on the timelines. So a lot of the software is not installed yet, and the programs are not there. So that's the problem that the phones are having. They don't have the software. That's why they don't act like humans, like you used to know, you know, before 2013 happened. And everybody knows this. If you just go out and watch people, it's very obvious. So I'm not trying to invent something or create something that, oh, I'm just talking about. Just look for yourself. If you don't see something, then very possibly you've got cloned out and you're just looking at the reality of the true clones, and you're all in the same boat. But if you're more conscious, and you do have more conscious being that you are changing out every 10 minutes like normal, that this is what they've been doing your whole lifetime, so, and they haven't got you yet, we'll say, because you're doing clearings, so you're able to connect to the light and to release a lot of these programs that are attaching to you, then you'd be able to see them. But if you don't see the clones responding differently, then more than likely, I would say you're probably gone. Like I said, I don't want anybody to ask me, am I a true clone or anything like that? I'm not even going to go there. That's the way it is. Remember, do the true clones know how to react to each other? Well, they have limited programs, so they may not know that something is different, as they're just running a whole brand new set of programs. And the darkness is trying desperately to have you run those same programs, and well, they're not always coming in here. So I'm sure that they're having some type of a situation for all the clearings that people are doing on timeline crashes, et cetera, because those programs cannot come to people as you do that. And remember, what you're dealing with when you do a timeline crash, you're putting an issue in. The other clones probably don't even relate to that timeline. And so by you clearing out this this energy on the timeline, and the darkness is not going to be able to connect to you, and if they wanted them to be connected to, then those timelines are gone. So that's the whole thing. You know, where are they? Remember, you can look at it if you wanted to talk to the New Age jargon. You could just say, well, what's here now is fourth dimension reality, just to pick a number there. Because we used to be in the third, you know, if you want to go by what people talk about. And so if we were in the third, and now because of this universal cosmic shift, and everything happened in December, now we're living in, we'll just say, 4D, and the beings that are here are 4D beings, and these 4D beings are going to be living on their own timelines. So that's basically how I would look at it and understand it that way. So you're going to be different because you have more consciousness. You have more control of your life, if you have any type of control. Where they don't really have much compared to you, because programs are coming in and trying to come in to connect to them into a whole new dimensional shift, which is what actually happened. So hopefully that makes sense to everybody. And if you don't see the people acting strange, then I would more than likely say that they have been taken away. can't guarantee that, but that's what I would, you know, suggest to you. So you may not like hearing that, but that's the way it is. That another question would come up eventually. So the whole thing is, if you have consciousness, you're pretty good. Now, if you were taken away and you're listening here and you say, Ron, you know, that sounds like me. You know, I don't feel like the same day. Remember, the clones aren't going to have the reality from what happened, you know, prior to the shift in December. They may just have some basic memories of their life, but they won't really have any emotional stuff to it. So if you are one of these people listening, and you go, wow, yeah, I don't have much of a reality in my life. Life is good. Bad things don't bother me any longer. No, I don't know what happened, or you don't even know that really. Just, you know, that bad things don't bother you. So right away, that's a good indication that you may be in that other, in the new cloned reality that's going to come here. So what can you do about that? If you're listening to me and you go, gee, Ron, I have that, and what can I do? Well, then we can do clearings. We have that one up on the website to make a clone have light inside of the clone and also, you know, with the body. So that's why the clearing is up, to help the clone replicas here get a spirit, which they don't have now, and then they're going to be able to live life with less control. That's why that clearing is up, to help people. And that's basically it. So I'll turn it over to you, Kathy.
The clearing you're talking about, Ron, is the clone light infusion process that you offered if people wrote to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Is that the one, clone light infusion process?
What's that again, Kathy?
The clearing you just mentioned that you said you have up, that's called the clone light infusion process.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And
that's the new one that I put up a short time ago, yes, uh-huh.
Yes, that people could request through clsquestions@yahoo.com. I know a lot of people were requesting it and received it and used it. Okay, so thank you for the information. I think some people also are wondering. What I'm seeing here on the few questions is that if they are not a true clone, they still want to go ahead and plan for the ascension process as they were already going to do. And so they want to continue to do that, and they just wanted some confirmation if that was possible, that they could still ascend. And you mentioned last that Monday program, there was 10% of people who were not permanently switched out clones.
Yeah, it's the same what it was last year. So you still want to do the same clearings and do what you need to do to keep your spirit integrity. So nothing has changed. It's just
that's
a strange place. So all the clearings that were done in the past that we have talked about still work, you know, and they're still there to help everybody. It's that the newer models here, the 2013 models, we'll say, are not going to probably recognize too much of that, but they may start to get some programs brought in with emotions. So those emotional clearings will still work with them, and you know, they can do that clearing to get. To be like the rest of us here, who are from with light inside of us. So that's the whole process. These unwanted universal travelers, these external forces are causing that. I just lump them all together as, you know, these alien life forms that are out there using mind control and everything else on us. And it's just you know, as above, so below. So we're here, and you know, we're doing things to. To things underneath us in consciousness, in a sense. And then, you know, things above us are doing the same thing to us. So really there's no difference, except maybe the way they eat their food and we eat ours. You know, like I said, the aliens, ones that I've seen anyway, like the, they don't care if you're dead or not, and we normally eat dead things, you know, so if they like them, you know, I've been wiggling more than we would do that. Aside from that, that's That's a basic difference. Is as above, so below. And they still have teeth, and we have teeth. So, and some have lots of teeth, many teeth. Wow. Oh, anyway, the whole thing is whatever you do for clearings to help yourself out, it will help you. And if you're listening and you're, you know, you understand what we're talking about, but you don't really relate too much to other people, because the other people that you basically are hanging out with, maybe your whole group of people, you know, are cloned out, and you're all 100% clones for a brand new model for 2013. Even though you may have a slight little story in the back, because you just can't come here and say, I just planted this planet. But if you do feel like there's less attachments to everything around you, and you don't feel that much emotions, then possibly you could be one of the 90%ers out there that you know, are brand new this year. Just had a birthday at your current age at the turn of the this year here. So, back to you, Kathy.
The questions are coming in. I'm going to do is first come, first serve. There was one that came in yesterday on CLS questions from a listener in the Netherlands asking about the clone light infusion process, the clearing we just mentioned. Wants to know, Ron, that when the clones have light, what about their spirit and body, which is in darkness? So that's pretty much what you were just talking about.
Kind of got muted a little bit here. So you repeat the
question.
Let me repeat
it. That the clones will have light, but what about their spirit? What about their body that's in darkness? It's lost to darkness?
Okay, yeah. Well, they will have a light of the darkness. So a lot of times they may look like they're really spiritual. Typically, people were kind of drawn to bright eyes, a lot of light, and that's just the way that the clones come forward, having like this bright light out of their eyes. You think that they're some type of really spiritual being. And in the darkness, they probably would be. But in true light, it, you know, it's just a false light coming through them. So the energies that are in them are not addable to the energy that you have. That's why there's different timelines coming in now. And that's why as you do things, you may realize that these timelines are not for you, but they're for the other beings that are here. They may not correspond to your own reality. Want to go into that question again, Kathy? We'll see if I can add some more clarity to what you're talking about.
He's asking if when they have light, their spirit and body will be in darkness. Like you just said, it will be in the light of the darkness. So will they... What if the clone gets a spirit then? Could it still go to the light?
Yes, if it does have a light from the spirit, light from source energy, then yeah, then it's just like you are. So yes, if it gets converted over, we'll say changed with the spirit infusion and the body infusion of light, then it would be no longer connected to the darkness. It would be just like a regular, you know, human that was not created in darkness. So, yes, it could do the ascension also. Remember that these beings are going to be wondering what's happening at some point. You know, the 2013 models of humans are going to be wondering about ascension because they'll probably start reading about it or hear about it, and they may wonder if they can do that. And, yeah, they can if they get a light body. Body from source energy along with a spirit. So yeah, that can be done, and then they're going to be able to do the ascension. Otherwise, where are they going? They're just like the other 90% here. Where are they going? They're already, you know, here, and they'll be just swept off, unrecognizable by the light. And you know, that's why I like to have light in them, because we have light. Otherwise, you won't have it. So, The whole thing is clones have a way to get light, and you have a way to get more light by doing clearings. So that's the whole process, that you have to clean out your DNA in order to do that. The new clones that are here, the 2013 models, may not have the same DNA as you, may not have a back history. So if they get a spirit put into their body, and the body gets, you know, light into it from source, then they could be, you know, much less hampered than most of humanity here. So that's why we're doing these clearings, to get people cleaned out so that you can have more spirit energy. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, we're all looking for that more spirit energy. Joel has a comment here. He says he runs a spirit infusion all the time, and it helps. And the spirit infusion is on almost all the clearings. So if you've bought some of the other clearings, like such as the alien attack and the clone infusion or the auric field or, oh, just, I don't know, any of them, you can run that spirit infusion while you're doing other clearings. And
kind of cut out, Kathy.
Can keep the spirit infusion going all the time, Joel says. Okay, so let me get some questions here about the timelines. Some people are responding to when Janice called and wanting to know a little bit more information about those timelines being shifting and splitting up. And maybe when you cleared her lower extremities, some other people felt that too and wondered if maybe that's why they felt drained, or could it be shapeshifters, or they're being thrown on other timelines? So it seems like some other people felt that way.
I wouldn't look at shapeshifters, so we'll just take that one out of the equation here. I would just look at that you were probably on a timeline where they were trying to maybe abduct you more. That could be one possibility. The other possibility is we're on a timeline that the clones are living on, and because they don't have any spirit energy of light there, probably less than the other ones. What I mean by that, remember, the darkness was creating from the dung pool, you know, the dung pile, and that, so that would have light into their bodies. New clones may not even have that same energy. And I don't perceive that they're created from the dung pile. Maybe some other type of in there. So I'll have to do some more checking on that. But basically, could have been on or abducted onto one of those brand new timelines that they're trying to bring in. And because of that, maybe they stole part of you. Let's say they took the top half of you and put you onto regular timeline that you live on, but the bottom part of you went to another one. And maybe they were in the process of transferring you when you're sleeping. And when you woke up, oh, you may have thought, wait a minute, oh, I don't like this here. Your spirit now then got its integrity to hold itself here on the timeline that you're supposed to be on. It should be one that would have more light on it. Not that it's created from light, but remember, we have two different scenarios happening here. So they're not going to give up. The aliens are not going to give up putting you on a timeline, because those timelines are how they get your energy. So they're not going to just say, well, we'll just transfer over and do the new one. No, they're going to keep the old one, too, because people are still living on those timelines of light. As that's the way, you know, the system used to be, you know, I don't know for how long, but at least we'll say thousands of years. So they're not going to give it up completely. Very possibly, maybe maybe in 1,000 years they might, but I don't see them getting rid of it right off the get-go here, because automatically if they did that, they would not be able to control you. They have to look at their vantage point there. You know, they're wanting to control you, so why would they throw away the timeline that they're getting energy off of you? Oh, it doesn't make any sense to me. It could happen, but I really doubt it. But they're trying to bring in the new clones here into the new model Earth, and so that's what they're doing. Does the Earth have space holders? This could be a question that you may have on your mind here. So from the listeners here. You may say, well, if the spirit left the earth, then isn't the spirit up for grabs? As there's no spirit on this planet. Well, typically that would be a yes, but we do have space holders on this planet to hold and make sure that this planet is secure with light. So they can't really steal the earth. They could fabricate another one, which is what I'm sure they're doing for people all the time, but it won't have light on it. That's why you don't want to, you know, leave here. That's why you don't want to, you know, leave this planet, because nothing else will exist that you could live on. Bones could probably live that way, but you yourself cannot. So the earth cannot be taken much further than what it is now, I don't think, because of the space holders in it. Well, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, well, just reading some questions here in the fast chat. You mentioned the 2013 models of humans, and Anibli said, that's an interesting term. And Roger is asking, are aliens updating to new models of themselves for any reason? And then there were some jokes in there.
Maybe for each alien race wants to bring in a new specimen, probably. Remember the old days, they would just work with some of the people that were in the tabloids. So you'd see them and go, wow, this person, it's like they dropped, you know, 30, 40 years of their life. And, wow, that's really something. I wonder what they're doing, you know? Well, it's just a different model then that came up. So each alien race really wants to outdo the other ones. But what's happening now is that probably across the board, they're all figuring out a way to bring forth the new models. So, yeah, I'm sure there will be some super ones that come out. Let's just look for a real, you know, beautiful lady or handsome man. And more than likely, you're going to see that type of being. And,
okay.
You know, they're running on programs. So, you know, they don't have what you have. They don't have the free will, free choice. As you have a mechanism in you, which is spirit, which knows about that. They don't have that. All they know about is the programs. And the difficulty that they're dealing with and having here is that the programs are not coming in. And so they will not know how to do a lot of different things. So, like I said, definitely you don't want to go in probably for a something that might be an operation or something, you know, where they're, you know, you want somebody to really know what they're doing, because you may just get something that doesn't even know anything about anything. That's the whole process here, is that you need to hold your consciousness, and you still got to fight to keep yourself. That's the main thing, is you know, keep you in those clearings so that you don't get yourself taken out of here. And if you do get taken out and they switch you over, at least the parts of you will still be secured to that earth transfer clearing. You will be there. And more than likely, they can't get a hold of you too much because of that, but I can't guarantee that completely. But at ascension time, they will find the parts of you that are in the earth transfer clearing, because you're already connected. So maybe they're trying to pull you out of here, and your spirit and the parts that were known about will not leave here. You could just maybe be floating in space with part of you here. Remember, your spirit's invisible. And so your spirit could be invisible here, not in a body. And the body could be completely taken out, and a replica of you could come in. But your spirit will still be here invisible, and it will be saved. So you have to look at that aspect, too. It gets kind of complicated, and I don't know if it's really scary or not. It's just the way life is. And we're just seeing another chapter in the Unwanted Universal Traveler's agenda here to manipulate and control what we have so far here that used to be of light initially, 100%. First probably came here a long time ago, and now they're still trying to take it over. But they're trying to bring in new people here to live on this planet. So, and they don't relate to light. That's why, you know, if you put light into them, then they're going to be much better off. And it may not give you confrontations, because all of a sudden they're not controlled by a program, and they will have free will, free choice. That's the ability that the spirit has. Back to you, Kathy.
I can read some comments here on the fast chat. Terry says it's neat to give a clone spirit and light, referring to the clone infusion light clearing. He or she uses the clone infusion on everyone, and then they're much more compatible with me. KD says clones are strange, to be simplistic. Someone else says if clones don't know any truth, then they can't tell it. That's for sure. Denise says the planet is so much different this year. And Larry says clones may not know how to communicate. And then people are agreeing with that.
That is correct,
Mm-hmm.
They have a limited ability because the programs haven't got fully installed. Remember, all they are is like I said earlier, you know, that they're like the hardware, but hard drive, hardware, you know. And they don't have any software yet as much as what you have to be able to relate here. So they're very limited. It'd kind of be like a lower life form. Let's just think of something that you might be, okay, yeah, let's just look at, let's say like a lizard, right? You all know what lizards are. I'm not trying to say that the reptilian form is of darkness. I'm just talking about a lizard, okay, just in general. So lizard, all they know is to get up, you know, they like the sun. When it gets cold, they don't move too much, you know. They go into hibernation for the winter. And all they do is look around for bugs to eat. Now, if you take that with the clone, a true clone that's here, the clone has a little more database because they know how to drive a car and how to live. But, you know, could you teach a lizard to drive a car? Probably not. But still, you have to look at it as a clone is very limited on what they can do. Probably a bad example, but you might kind of understand it because you can't take them too far in any direction because they don't have a program yet to validate what you're talking about. So I mentioned about the lady with the, you know, $3.99 bill, given that the person at the counter, the exact change of $3.99, and she wanted to have $4. They didn't know how to count 99 cents. And I'm sure all of you have had that situation happening. And you just know that they're out there. And, you know, if you're out doing anything, you're going to be seeing them. And, you know, definitely, you know, if they're a brand new life form here, they're not going to respond like you, and don't expect it. And, you know, again, they'll have some compassion for these people. You know, don't get angry with them because they won't even know what they're doing wrong. Mention that to them. Just hopefully they're not going to cause you any harm in the process, do something stupid that a regular human, you know, would know about. They may not, you know, so you just got to realize that they do, you know, need to have your compassion as they don't understand a lot that you already have known throughout your whole life. You're brand new here. Just think of a baby trying to relate here, you know, at maybe whatever it is, say 40 years of age. Won't have a clue too much. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Sue says, thanks for explaining that, Ron. It makes sense. LD says, aliens accept stealing your spirit any way they can. Larry says, clones don't understand life process. He says they may not know how to organize as a manager. It's the, like, assembly line of remade used cars. And Nikki says, clones have lousy customer service. You were talking about giving change. And Brian says, it sounds like aliens have robotic implants also.
Yeah, very possibly, yes, uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of the clones, a lot of the aliens do have robotic programs in them. A lot of the ones that are being, that we fight out on the adjacent timelines, they are robotic clones, yes, cyborgs, I call it that. So, yes, that is correct. And so, here they may have made a little better models here, but they do look more human. How would you feel if you woke up and went outside and saw people walking exact same way on your street, you know. And then, you know, they have to get in your car, we'll say, and drive around, and they're all acting that way. So, man, did I wake up on the right planet or not? And then maybe you go someplace, and you finally look for a person that is human. You go, oh, I found one. There's a lot of movies out like that, you know, where these zombie-type creatures, species are out. I'm sure you probably have seen those, you know, movies, and, you know, people are trying to find a community of humans, you know, and the rest are aliens or taking over doing weird things. And what do they normally do? Most movies that I have seen, people out there that maybe are taking over, they want to harm you, get rid of you, basically. That's the robotic program. So that's another scary thought that I kind of look at. That's why I'm helping out the clones to become more real, so that they may not be able to be controlled by these programs. So some of you are wondering, you might say, hey, Ron, I understand what you're talking about, and sounds like the clones, if they get a spirit in them and a spirit in the body, they're a lot better off than I am, and I've been struggling here my whole life, and I got all this DNA to clean out, and they don't have much at all, and they're actually better than me. That's not fair. Well, that could be true. It may not be fair, but that's the way it is. And I don't like it either. And, you know, that's where we are, you know. I could figure out a way to do clearings to get rid of more stuff on people, but so far, this is the way it works. So that's it. I've been looking recently for a better clearing, we'll say, or a different way of doing it. But so far, there's no way to do that. So anyway, just keep doing spirit infusion and keep increasing your life force energy. Do the shrink wrap. And just know that where we are is where we are. Don't want to have another life form out there interfering with you in a negative way. So that's why we have that clearing up on the website, you know, if you email us. So talk about that, Kathy. Got a few minutes left.
Yeah,
to go
if you email your request for the clone infusion light process clearing to clsquestions@yahoo.com, the link to the clearing will be sent to you promptly. Just indicate in the subject line that you'd like the clone infusion clearing. That's all you have to write. Okay, so thank you for offering that clearing, Ron. It seems like it's a great tool to have and something to turn to along with the spirit infusion. We can run continuously to kind of give ourselves a sense of protection. And go ahead.
If power goes out or something and you're worried about something, you know, if you have a laptop, then just keep it going. You can always, like if you lost the internet, that's one thing, but the clearing will still work on your laptop or on your home computer. Home computer, you're going to be needing power, so you can get a laptop. You can always plug it into your cigarette lighter and just keep the clearing going. You know, a lot of people get little tablets or something, you know. So you could do that, or just, take your laptop and get an inverter if you don't have a way to plug it in. They're pretty reasonable now, maybe $20-$30, and just plug that right into your cigarette lighter. You get 110 out the other end on it, and it'll keep your laptop going, and just keep the clearing going up. And if you lost the internet, maybe something happens where you lose it for maybe a day, then just don't change your screen. Keep the clearing going, and it'll still work. So that's the nice thing about laptops, that you're always very, very versatile with them versus a home PC where you're really limited on what you can do with it. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and if you're in the middle of nowhere, you can always do the shrink wrap, command your body to shrink wrap, keep your energy close to your body. And as Ron said, I now increase my life force energy. And, of course, keep practicing and doing the mind-to-heart drop so you can stay in the present moment where reality is. Heather is agreeing. Shrink wrap does help keep us uncontaminated. And Nikki said she just saw two guys walking identically the same way. And it reminded Marcy of the Wrigley Spearmint Gum Twin commercials that used to be on TV. They were exactly the same. And there was a TV program that showed people being exactly the same, looking the same, doing the same, looking like walking zombies, no spirit, in the Twilight Zone. It was a regular TV show, and you can catch it, usually catch those Twilight Zone marathons on New Year's. They usually show them again on, around New Year's, New Year's Day, Twilight Zone marathons. Those were filmed in the 60s, and look at those now. You can see exactly what Ron's talking about. So, wow, there's just a lot of comments on the fast chat, people noticing things, seeing things, agreeing with you at, about the things they saw. So now, Ron, we've got a few minutes left, so I think I should make a few announcements, about three announcements real quick. The first is that the next month, Physical Rejuvenation Intensive on the Creation Lightship will begin again starting Saturday, March 2nd, and Sunday, March 3rd. You can look at Ron's website, creationlightship.com, that's all one word, to register and view the updated calendar of teleconferences. And tomorrow is the last day of February's physical intensive. It's tomorrow. Sunday is the 24th of February, beginning at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Next announcement is about sponsorship. Ron would like to offer sponsorship to anyone who's listening to the BBS radio programs. And if you have a particular personal situation that you're living with, and maybe you'd like his assistance and extra time to clear and heal, it's a great opportunity for that, and you need not use your real name nor worry about feeling awkward about personal issues on the radio, as Ron and whoever is co-hosting will be really supportive during the broadcast. Those who have sponsored in the past found they received tremendous benefits of healing beyond what they even asked for, as did the listening audience. So everyone can share in the healings while Ron provides his valuable insight into the sponsor's particular concerns. So if anyone is interested in sponsoring, please see the Sponsor a Show link on creationlightship.com. And the next announcement will be about Ron's upcoming expo in New York City. It's in about a month, March, around the 22nd. Would you like to address that a little bit, Ron?
Yep, going back to New York, so we'll be there. That's about it. So it'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, if you do sponsor a show, if you don't know this or not, the light beams come right into your room. Your room feels completely different, and just a wonderful experience. So that's what people have commented on before, is that all of a sudden they got light in the room. So we'll probably end the show because it's 57 after my computer here. So thank you, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight. We did this in place of doing the Monday night one. On a call-in, because there's a lot of people listening, and I thought we could do it this way to have it archived. So we could talk about it more if you wish, maybe next week or something. But thank you, everybody, and we'll see you later. And hopefully you're all doing great. And another concern that I'm thinking of also looking at is the I'm looking at the clones. They could even have some alien critters coming into them that, you know, remember, there's still a body with a, there's still a host. So the programs are limited. The 8-hour calls could benefit a clone also. Just think what they're dealing with. Not know they have anything and what's being transferred into them. Just think if you got hugged by a clone, what could be coming into you. hugging and shaking hands might be even worse now than what it ever was. Anyway, thank you, everybody. Blessings, and we'll see you later. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, too, Ron. Good night, everyone.